Here's what this poll said. Currently, less than one in four, 23%, young Americans under the age of 30 say that they will definitely be voting in the upcoming midterm election for Congress. That's down from 31% in a similar time frame in 2010. Now, that usually leads to an assumption that that's bad news for Democrats, good news for Republicans. Older voters who are in the habit are more likely to vote Republican. Younger voters for whom voting is not yet ingrained usually vote D. But there was a pretty great piece in the New Republic that I was directed to by Dave Ammons. Credit where credit is due. Each party could be using new strategies to harness potential, let's call them unpracticed voters. I thought that was an interesting thing we're going to see going forward that might affect Washington State.
Well, a couple thoughts about that. So there's other voters, there's other groups of voters who do not participate in midterm elections. So it's the group that is the opposite of the party in power. It is younger voters, as you said, unmarried women and minorities, which is all bad news for Democrats traditionally. Although, to point out fairly here, in 2010, does anybody remember what happened with the Republican tide? It stopped at the Cascade Mountains, because if you look at the Patty Murray race, and I had to go back and look because I wasn't sure I was right about this, she did not carry a single Eastern Washington county, but she won. She beat Dino Rossi. As soon as the wave of voting crossed the Cascade Crest, Western Washington counties carried her.
One of the things this article talked about was that Democrats and Republicans have to do a better job of handholding, let's call it that, where you go to somebody who's a potential voter and you say, look, here's the things you need to do and I'll be back.
Maybe, yes. I'm sure there's something to that. There's something a little paternalistic about that also, that we're going to be your parents and come in here and tell you how to vote and that you should vote and it's your civic responsibility. All of that is true. But the other way that you get people excited about voting is to give them a reason to be excited. Earlier on the Week in Review, we were talking about the minimum wage issue and its national potential. And I think that actually has within it the possibility of a mechanism for exciting a number of those constituencies that you just ticked off, including young voters who have, you know, graduated from college or high school into this never-ending recession that has really thwarted their job prospects and put them into a lot of low-wage jobs. And so the minimum wage issue, if it can be made into a national issue for the midterm elections, would be a good way of motivating that base.
One of the other articles that I read said Democrats shouldn't talk about the recovery because of what Eli said, that this is still trouble. President Obama has made, in many ways, this minimum wage debate, the inequality, the issue for 2014. That could play well here for people who are trying to either, for Democrats who want to control the legislature, or Republicans perhaps who want to take it all over.
Yeah, well, it will have local ramifications. You've seen in the past that Democrats often will try to nationalize local issues. The Democrats in this part of the country want to take back the Senate seat. So at the legislative level, even though people are making a lot of local decisions, you want to motivate your base. The trick is nationally is motivating the people who either are unmotivated because they voted for Obama, but they're kind of unhappy, or people who just for whom voting is difficult. That's not a big issue in Washington with the all-male voting, but across the country, certain laws have been passed to make voters who have a casual interest get out. And then you have, I think, what the research called the unreliable voters. I thought it was one interesting thing was they found in some research that vote shaming tends to increase turnout.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That if you tell people we're going to come and talk to you after the election to see how you voted, that actually lifts the voter turnout of those people. And so there are a lot of tactics that are now being used. The Democrats are going to have to turn out a voter block that doesn't normally turn out in midterm elections in order to win. Obama was able to do that in 2012 with his own election. And they're going to have to do it at the congressional level, too.
That word recovery, the reason why it's such a bad word to use is there was a poll that showed that 57% of young folks think that we're still in a recession. And for a lot of them, we are. And so that's why they're using that slogan, which actually came from President Obama, America deserves a raise. And yesterday you heard it also from Ed Murray, Seattle is getting a raise.
Yeah. We'll see how that plays out in Washington State Legislature. Just Robert Mack had an interview with Rodney Tom, who says, I am still a Democrat, and he also broke a little news, right?
Yeah, the interview was interesting because Rodney Tom said that he actually was supporting Cyrus Habib for replacing him, a Democrat representative from that district. It wasn't an official endorsement, but what he said was, I would rather have a smart person that I sometimes disagree with in the legislature than a dumb person, you know, that I always agree with. He seems to respect Habib a lot. He didn't rule out running for something in the future, said he was a Democrat, but didn't commit to running for any particular party in the future.
Yeah, interesting stuff. All right, politics rolls on. Thanks, you guys.